Hello, my name is Joey Kelly, and you're listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I believe and preach the old-fashioned gospel, the same thing that Paul and the other apostles preached. Jeremiah 6, verse 16 says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." And that's what we're going to talk about today.
If ye have your Bibles, please turn with me to the book of Hosea. Hosea chapter 14, it's 9 verses, I'll go ahead and read them. O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Take with you words, and turn to the Lord. Say unto him, take away all iniquity, and receive us graciously. So will we render the calves of our lips. Asher shall not save us. We will not ride on horses. Neither will we say any more to the works of our hands, ye are our gods. For in thee the fatherless findeth mercy. I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for mine anger is turned away from him. I will be as the dew unto Israel. He shall grow as the lily, and cast forth his roots as Lebanon. His branches also shall spread, and his beauty shall be as the olive tree, and his smell as Lebanon. They that dwell under his shadow shall return. They shall revive as the corn, and grow as the vine. The scent thereof shall be as the wine of Lebanon. Ephraim shall say, what have I any more to do with idols? I have heard him and observed him. I am like a green fir tree. From me is thy fruit found. Who is wise, and he shall understand these things? Prudent, and he shall know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them, but the transgressors shall fall therein. Heavenly Father, I'm so thankful for your word. I'm so thankful for the wonderful riches that we find as we study and just simply read the Word of God. And with careful study, we can understand it. Thank you for your way of salvation. Thank you that you deliver the sinner, that you set him free when he turns to you. And thank you that there's new life that can be had in Jesus Christ if we will but walk in him. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, help the sermon and bless the people. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, that was a long passage. But it talks about repenting or turning away from your sin and coming to find the goodness of God and finding mercy. We all know that some of the things we do in life, especially as we're young, are simply wrong. We just know them. And yet we do them anyhow, because that's just, I guess, who we are. I can think back when I was younger, the things that I thought were acceptable but I knew they were wrong. We've all got this kind of testimony. We know, as the last verse, verse 9 here of Hosea 14 says, the ways of the Lord are right. Righteousness, or doing the right thing, and being the right thing. We know that these things are right. We know them. We know the commandments, or some of them, I guess, don't kill, don't steal, don't commit adultery. We know that God's ways are right. But we, as Paul said, have all gone astray. We've all gone astray. And the Old Testament gives us examples. I'm here trying to preach to you, asking you to consider to turn and to follow God with your whole heart. I'm speaking to you individually. But we can take the Bible, especially the Old Testament, and we can see our mistakes. Israel knew it was right. There's no question that Israel knew the right thing, but they didn't want to do it. God said, hey, forget your old idols, your old false gods, and follow me. And yet you can read in the history that every time they found a tree, they set up an idol underneath it and worshipped false gods. When they got into trouble, they called on false gods, idolatry, what have you, false gods. They knew better. They knew that God had delivered them out of Egypt. They knew it. And yet, again and again and again, they rejected the things of God and wanted to do what they wanted. Because it was easier, I guess, in the beginning, until judgment came, until God was tired of it and took a stick and sent the armies of Babylon and what have you, Syria, what have you, to punish them. Oh, then it was, oh, this is too hard. And for a little bit, they turned back to God. But as soon as the punishment was over, they ran back and they wanted to worship false gods. They wanted to do things their way. They wanted to involve themselves in sin again and again and again. And it's terrible, honestly, that the history and the ways of Israel, they had a God. They had the right God. They knew the God from heaven, but they just didn't want. But the prophet Hosea says, Israel, return unto the Lord. Return. And he goes on to say that as we render the calves of our lips. And again, you can't understand Scripture unless you've read it. In particular, I've said again and again and again, you can't understand the New Testament unless you've studied the Old. Because the Old gives context. And I know Hosea is in the Old Testament, but still there's context. It talks of a sacrifice. And there were various animals that could be sacrificed. A lamb, a goat, a calf. And he says, let's render or offer the calves, or calves, I guess, of our lips. Sacrifice of our lips. It says in verse 2, take with you words and turn unto the Lord. When Naaman the leper, he went to the prophet to be healed of his horrible disease, and he was expecting religion. He was expecting, as his servant said, hey, if the prophet had said, go do some great deed, go climb this mountain, or whatever the case, do some great thing, you would have done it. Because, hey, you know, I'm the great captain of the host of Syria. I'm the general or whatever. I'm going to go do some great thing to prove how good I am or worthy I am. But no, the prophet said, go wash in the River Jordan and dip 7 times. It's a ridiculous thing, he thought, to have to go to an Israeli river when the rivers of Syria were prettier, clearer, what have you. He said, no, go dip in a dirty Jordan River, muddy, what have you. Instead of doing some great miraculous feat, just humble yourself, do what God said, and dip, and you'll be clean. You know, a common theme in my message is that we shouldn't do works to be saved. Okay, fine, we're not a general. We don't have a river to go dip in. I mean, I wouldn't recommend trying to dip in the Mississippi. That would be suicide. But we think if we attend church enough, like Mama said, or we do all these things to try and please God or to please Mama or to please the priest, what have you. You know, you walk into a big church, stained glass windows and all that stuff, and you feel small and insignificant, and you feel like you don't belong because it's such a grand structure, and who are you? But instead of trying to earn God's recognition, what the prophet says is to take with you words and make a sacrifice from your lips. You ought to turn to the Lord. You ought to repent. All the things that we all know are wrong and the things that we do mostly when we're young, we need to turn. We need to agree with God. Hey, thou shalt not commit adultery. Oops. Well, I guess Saturday night is out, because that's what Saturday night is all about, getting drunk and hopefully being able to commit some adultery, I guess, or fornication. Take with you words. Say, Lord, I'm wrong. Go to God with your words and say, I am wrong. And trust in God, believe in God, and agree with God that your old lifestyle was wrong, and He will give you new life. He will give you a new life. All the things that you thought were pleasurable, you find that the things of God are much more comforting. You can have God living in your soul. You can have God from heaven living in your soul. And He can set you free from all uncleanness, all sin, all guilt, all shame. He can set you free. Instead of doing some great work, some great deed, or giving a lot of money in the bucket or whatever, all you got to do is change your heart and tell God you want to live for Him. Take with you words. That's the title of this sermon. Take with you words. You'll find mercy. You'll find forgiveness. You'll find joy in your heart. And all you have to do is take with you words. We have this thing in Christianity. It's called the Roman road of salvation. You've probably heard it, but I want to read just a few verses. And we say it's the Roman road because most of the verses come from the book of Romans. And there's a few other verses, as Ephesians and Titus. But let's read a few verses from the book of Romans. Romans chapter 3, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We're all equal. We're all sinners. Until you come to God, we're all sinners. And we fail. We do things that are not right. We do things that make our parents ashamed. We've all sinned. We've all offended God. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. If you live for God, that's great. But if you live for the devil, you know, if you go to work, we don't use the term anymore, but you get a paycheck, you get wages. The paycheck for a life of sin is death. You don't go to heaven if you're a sinner, you go to the other place, you go to hell. And by all means, please hear me, I don't want you to go to hell. Hear this message of life, please. But the paycheck for sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Give your heart to Him. Take with you words. Tell Him you're wrong, because you are wrong, because we're all wrong. Tell Him you want to live right. Turn from your old ways, your old ideas. Tell Him you want to live right. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. But God commends His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You know John 3:16, that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, and all you got to do is believe in Him, and you can have everlasting life. And again, while we were still yet sinners, God had us in mind, and Jesus died for us. He's not here to condemn us. He's not here to slap us down. And the verse says that God isn't willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. Take with you words. Romans chapter 10, verse 9, 10, and 13. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, if you believe this message, tell Him. If you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, again, He died for you, and we can't go to His grave and put flowers or whatever because He rose from the dead. He rose from the dead, and that proved that everything the book ever said about Jesus is correct, because He rose from the dead. Proof. Proof that these things are true. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Take with you words. Tell God you know that you've done wrong. Tell Him, admit and agree with Him that you've done wrong. Surrender your heart and life and believe, and tell Him, Lord, I believe. And Lord, I don't want to live like that no more. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Psalm 51. King David's great prayer of repentance. Who's King David? Remember David and Goliath? David, he killed the giant with a sling. Well, he later became king, and he later committed adultery. And when Bathsheba got pregnant, he had her husband killed. This is the king of Israel, and he did wrong. And when he finally admitted, "You're right, Lord, I've done wrong. Please forgive me." This is his great prayer of repentance. "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me." My great sins, I can't get rid of them. It's a fact that I committed adultery and I had her husband killed. I don't know what to do about this. But Lord, you can do something. You can forgive me. You can cleanse me. Going to the priest, saying confession, whatever, that's not going to do it. You've sinned against God. Those things that you and I have both done, we offended God. We didn't offend the church. We didn't offend the priest or the pastor. We didn't offend the nun or whatever. We offended God. We sinned against God, not against the church, but against God. Against thee, in Psalm 51, verse 4, against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. Verse 6, behold, thou desirest truth in the inward part, and in the hidden part, in the heart, you shall make me to know wisdom. I know in my heart I did wrong, and I know in my heart that you want me to think and do right. Please forgive me. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I'll be whiter than snow. You know, when Jesus was on the cross, he was there from 9 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon. He hung, and he bled, and he suffered, and he died for your sin and for my sin. But at some point, he got thirsty. And he said, "Hey, you know, can I have something to drink?" And they took a bush, a certain kind of bush, a hyssop plant, and they dipped it in wine or whatever the case or whatever. And they stuck it on the end of a stick and they held it up, and he was able to maybe suck a little bit off the leaf or something. This is a reference to Jesus on the cross. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. What shall wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus, the hymn says. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. Let us reason together, God and sinner. Let's talk about this. I'm wrong, Lord. Please forgive me. Our forgiveness comes through Calvary, the hill that Jesus died on. Purge me with the blood of Jesus Christ, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I'll be whiter than snow. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Lord, I'm wrong. Lord, change me, cleanse me. And the next step, after I've been saved, then will I teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Lord, I'm wrong. Lord, please forgive me. And then God does something in your heart, and you know you're forgiven. You know that you've been cleansed. You know that you now can walk a new life. Then you got to go tell somebody else. You got to tell some other sinner of the thing that you found. You got to tell somebody else. You can't hide it all to yourself. You got to tell somebody else the wonderful things that God has done in your heart. And the last verse I have time for, Psalm 51, verse 15. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. After he's done something for you, oh, I got to tell somebody else now. But then you begin to praise him and thank him for the wonderful things he's done in your heart, the wonderful things he's done in your life. You begin to praise him. You begin to thank and adore him. And as you read the word of God and he touches your heart yet again, stop and praise him and thank him for the wonderful things he's done. Again, take with you words. As the prophet said, and turn to him with your whole heart. Do it today. Please. Do it today. You've been listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I hope you've enjoyed the program today and pray that the Lord has convinced you to follow Jesus Christ in the way. If you want to know more about the ministry, you can visit my website at joeykelly.net. That's joeykelly.net. And click on the ministry homepage or on the radio link. Or if you like, you can write me at 1208 Phocis Street. That's F-O-C-I-S Street. Metairie, Louisiana, 7005. And until next time, this is Evangelist Joey Kelly, encouraging my friends to take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there.